I gotta find her.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. At least 9 people were killed Saturday night when someone drove a car through a cultural festival in Vancouver, British Columbia.
I heard, you know, the car was like revving up. And then until I heard, or we heard, like a loud noise, like a loud bang.
Dale Salipe said when he ran towards the scene, he saw bodies on the ground. Vancouver's acting police chief, Steve Rye, said
that male was taken into custody at the scene by the crowd. It was a Filipino community event. The crowd immediately called police. We then took custody of the subject, and he is now in our custody being held.
Police said there's no indication it was an act of terror. The president of the Philippines says the consulate general in Vancouver is working alongside Canadian authorities. This is ABC News. Demonstrators rallied in Wisconsin on Saturday in support of Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan. She had been arrested on Friday. Federal authorities say she obstructed immigration officials from arresting an undocumented immigrant in her courthouse. Her supporters said,
"We expect them to uphold the Constitution. We're going to be no better than Germany was in the 30s and 40s.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says no one is above the law, also referring to the arrest of a former judge in New Mexico and his wife. Authorities say they harbored men at a guest house on their property who were allegedly members of a violent Venezuelan gang. Meanwhile, the ACLU says there have been dubious deportations of 3 young Americans. A father in Louisiana says his 2-year-old daughter was deported and she's an American citizen. A judge has scheduled a hearing for May 16th for further arguments. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Mostly cloudy today to some sun patches later, slight chance of light showers or sprinkles in the morning. Otherwise mild with a high of 66. Partly to mostly cloudy and mild tonight. A 30% chance of scattered thunderstorms late. Low 50. Variably cloudy tomorrow. Warm, breezy, and more humid. A 30% chance of scattered thunderstorms early in the morning. Then again late in the day. A high of 77. Breezy with thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Some will likely be severe with large hail, high winds, and possible tornadoes. Stay alert and informed. A low of 51. And blustery winds in the morning on Tuesday. Clouds gradually mixing with sunshine, but much cooler and a high of 60. Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly cloudy and the winds are out of the west northwest at 6 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 46 degrees.
AM 1450 WRCO.
Say I'm in the Himalayas on some spiritual quest.
7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver." Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" Before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? Trees, why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back and I'll miss when saying, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Well, I spent a lifetime looking for you. Singles, bars, and good time lovers are never true. I'm playing a fool's game and hoping to win. I'm telling those sweet lies and losing again. And I was looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in too many faces. And I did everything I could to get me through the don't know where it started or where it might end. I turned to a stranger, just like a friend. And I was looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love in too many faces, searching around and looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of. Hoping to find a friend and a lover. God bless the day I discovered.
That was Sawyer Brown with Looking for Love on Country and Community. Good morning. My name is Tim Thede. I'm going to be here till 1 o'clock today, and then Adam Hess will take over for the rest of the afternoon. I'm hoping you're having a great day. Kind of a cloudy one out there today. Been 47 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer at 1014. And look for some mostly cloudy to some sun patches later today. So we may get some sun in there today, high 66. Tomorrow is the big deal. Tomorrow sounds like those storms are going to be more than likely tomorrow evening. Yesterday they didn't know if it was afternoon or evening, but according to Tony Schumacher's latest forecast, it's going to happen Monday night. A lot of storms going to be coming through. They say they're going to be severe with large hail, high winds, and possible tornadoes. And thing about this is they've known about this for a few days, and it just sounds like they're a positive a lot of this will happen. Hopefully we won't, but it sounds like there is a good chance of it. So be sure to listen to WRCO 100.9 FM tomorrow, and we'll keep you up to date. I know I'll be working, and so I'll probably be sticking around throughout the evening as long as the storms are going through to make sure everybody stays safe and keep you informed. So, like I say, be sure to listen to WRCO 100.9 FM. And it wouldn't hurt to be prepared. Make sure your flashlights have batteries in them. If you have a weather radio, make sure you have that, because if your electricity goes out, you unfortunately won't be able to listen to us, but you could listen to us on Civic Media app. So make sure, if you don't have the Civic Media app, download the Civic Media app, and you'll be able to listen to WRCO right on there. That way you're all prepared and ready for the storm that's going to be coming through tomorrow. We'll see how strong it is. Hopefully it loses strength as it enters Wisconsin. We'll just wait tomorrow night and see what happens. And just want to let you know what's going on today. St. Philip's Church near Rolling Ground is hosting a pancake breakfast, and that's until 11 today, so the next 45 minutes. A free will offering is being accepted. Carryouts are available by calling 608-624-5498. Mass has been held already. And then also going on today, the Ithaca Lions Club is hosting a fundraiser for Courtney Richards Hemphill, and that's going on from 11 to 2:30 in the Ithaca High School Commons. Enjoy a pulled pork sandwich meal, bake sale, and silent auction. Cost of the meal is $15.
Are you ready for some family fun? Then join us for the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival, May 16th through the 18th. On Saturday, May 17th, come experience a day full of excitement. Check out the arts and craft vendors. Catch half-twisted, half-knot performances from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Or watch the kids take part of the Kinship Pedal Pole or the Fire Safety House. Stroll through downtown and enjoy delicious food stands. And don't miss the Foraging for Fungi Parade. It's the highlight of the day, Saturday at 3 p.m., line up at 2. Plus, be sure to see the incredible Native American hoop dancers at Mushroom Headquarters after the parade. A big thank you to the proud sponsors, Cardinal Glass Industries, Morel Master, Chaisson Smoke, Electric Design, American Legion Post 85, Honkers and Sportsman's Lounge. Don't miss out on the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival, where family fun and memories are made. See you there, May 16th through the 18th. The Ithaca Lions Club is gearing up for its annual auction, May 18th, and they're looking for auction items. This is a great opportunity for community members to sell used items while supporting a meaningful cause. The Lions are accepting consignments of lawn and garden equipment, household items, and agricultural machinery. Those looking to have their items included in the auction listing must call by May 7th to secure a spot. For more information or to add items to the auction lineup, contact Dick Hauser at 585-4808 or 574-1688, Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, or Fred Fry at 585-2921. Mark your calendars and get ready for a fantastic day of bidding at the Ithaca Lions Auction on May 18th.
Get ready for a tasty tradition. The Hill Point Fire Department invites you to their annual smelt feed on Saturday, May 3rd at the Hill Point VFW Hall. They'll be serving up delicious smelt from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. But don't wait too long. It's while supplies last. Tickets are just $15 at the door, cash or check only. Come hungry, bring your friends, and support your local fire department. It's the Hill Point Smelt Feed. You won't want to miss it.
When you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroquois.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
100.9 WRCO.
Come on, baby, hold on tight. We're getting out of here tonight. When the sun comes up, we'll be long gone. Don't worry, girl, I got some dough. I pawned the TV and the stereo. I can't wait to get behind the wheel. Well, the tank is full of gasoline and the night is full of stars. Sleep. want to show you. The tank is full of gasoline and the night is full of stars. Girl, take only what you need. All I need is my guitar and I'll sing you to sleep.
There are horses in heaven, and thank the Lord for that.
Chase McDaniel with Burn Down Heaven on Country and Community. Our time is 10:31. Our temperature, 48 degrees. We are supposed to hit a high of 66, so we got a little ways to go, but looking forward to it. We did the same thing yesterday. It was about the same way yesterday, about this time when I was working. It was like 48 degrees, and we did hit a high of 62 yesterday, and that was the predicted high. So be nice to hit 66. Would be even cooler if we hit like 70, because 66, that's not too far from the 70-degree mark. But we'll wait and see. We'll see what Mother Nature has in store. I think the sun needs to come out for that, and it looks like it's trying to make its appearance out there slowly but surely. But hopefully your Sunday is a good one. Make sure you get out and do whatever you need to today before tomorrow, because it's not going to be nice tomorrow with the rain and the storms coming in. So get out and do whatever you need, and maybe even get things maybe tied down a little bit, because if we get some high winds, we don't want anything blowing away on you as well. And the Brewers will be taking on the Cardinals today. Well, they haven't been doing good against the Cardinals either, so they got a 4 or 5-game losing streak. The Brewers are not doing too well right now, so hopefully they can at least get one game out of that series and avoid being swept in St. Louis. And today, that first pitch for that game will be at 1:15, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Pre-game should start at around 12:40. Coming up next, we have Great Divide with Days Go.
To get you where you're going, and it can take a twist or two, my friend. Yeah, but one fine day you'll wind up standing at the end. Looking back, you'll laugh at all the miles you've been, even all the flat tires busted down on the highway, staying in the cheap motels and dreaming about someday when all your the best way that I watch the days go, and they all go. And even all the bad times look all right. And time is a teacher slow to heal. Things get pushed up in your face to teach you how to deal. And sometimes you gotta get way down, but you get to what's real. Even all the flat tires busted down on the highway, staying in the cheap motels and dreaming about someday when all your memories the best way that I watch the days go. Yeah, even all the flat tires busted down on the highway, staying in the cheap
very first day. You say hi to your friends you ain't seen in a while. Try and stay out of everybody's way. It's your freshman year and you're gonna be here for the next 4 years in this town. Hoping you never see.
Start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'm glad today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
That was Mr. Lee Greenwood with one of my favorite songs, God Bless the USA. A very patriotic song. It goes well anytime. And, of course, it'll be really good, fit in really good in about a month. On the 26th of May, that's when we have Memorial Day. So, yeah, great song by Lee Greenwood right here on Country and Community WRCO. And our time is 10:47. Sun is coming out now. The sun is making its appearance. Our temperature has jumped up to 52 degrees. So that sun's going to warm things up out there. So get out and enjoy the afternoon here and the rest of your morning and the afternoon right here in Southwest Wisconsin and in Richland Center. And coming up tonight, Old Country is going to be on, and that's going to be Bo Hendricks will be hosting it, and he'll be bringing you some great classic country music for your entertainment. And Bo knows classic country music, so if you like classic country music, you're going to love Old Country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9. Also on WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best. Mark your calendars. We're just 2 months away from the 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals, coming to the Richland County Fairgrounds. Tickets go on sale May 19th through June 13th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue, Richland Center. For more info, call Kenda at 475-1886. The countdown is on. Stay tuned.
Get ready for a tasty tradition. The Hill Point Fire Department invites you to their annual Smelt Feed on Saturday, May 3rd at the Hill Point VFW Hall. They'll be serving up delicious smelt from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. But don't wait too long. It's while supplies last. Tickets are just $15 at the door, cash or check only. Come hungry, bring your friends, and support your local fire department. It's the Hill Point Smelt Feed. You won't want to miss it.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Great music for the weekend, 100.9 WRCO. Well, I'm saying you grew up on a farm, but girl, you got that country charm, and it's working on me tonight. Yeah, it's working on me tonight. There's something about your southern drawl, honey, every time you say y'all, I fall a little more, fall a little more. In those deep blue eyes when they're locked in on mine, and your smile taking me straight to heaven. You got me rolling on a river, floating on a raft together, toes hanging down in the water. You got me rolling down the back row, blonde hair blowing out your window, girl, you couldn't get any hotter. You got me rolling. You got me rolling. Yeah. Honey, how about you take my hand? I'll lead you out for one slow dance and spin you round and round. Yeah, spin you round and round. We can rock right across the floor. Grab your coat and hit the door. The moon's out tonight. Ooh, it's shining bright. Down on them deep blue eyes and the thought in on mine. And your smile taking me straight to heaven. You got me rolling. Yeah. country charm, and it's working on me tonight. Yeah, it's working on me tonight.
Albuquerque, Fort Smith, Arkansas, and all the way to New Orleans in time for Mardi Gras. You should have seen the craziness down there. What I really mean, I wish you were here. We were down on Beale Street, Memphis, Tennessee, the blues and booze and barbecues and our name on the marquee. And you should have seen the crowd we drew in there. What I really mean, I wish you were here. Sending you this postcard to tell you that I'm fine, let you know wherever I go, you never leave my mind. Broke down in Kentucky, Richmond there was snow. We saw our friends in Charlotte, we played on the radio. And you should have seen us singing on the air. What I really mean, I wish you were
special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Nine people were killed and authorities now say more than 20 injured when someone drove a car through a cultural festival in Vancouver, British Columbia on Saturday. Prime Minister Mark Carney.
Authorities have confirmed that one person is in custody and it is believed that they acted alone.
He also said that there is no active threat to Canada at large. Police in Vancouver have said there's not believed to be any indication it was an act of terror. It happened at a Filipino cultural festival, the Prime Minister said.
Last night, families lost a sister, a brother, a mother, a father, a son, or a daughter. Those families are living every family's nightmare.
He was speaking in Ontario, where he canceled a campaign event today. Canada holds nationwide elections tomorrow. This is ABC News. As of shortly after noon Roman time, more than 20,000 people had arrived to the Basilica of St. Mary Major, the final resting place of Pope Francis. Now that the Pope's been buried, the attention turns to the process of choosing his successor. That will occur at the papal conclave.
The process typically takes place 15 to 20 days after the Pope's death. The College of Cardinals will gather inside the Vatican and cut off contact with the outside world. When the time comes to vote, each cardinal fills out his ballot in Latin and votes at the altar. After each vote, the ballots are burned and